other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
There have been literally hundreds of fake terror alerts, and in every case, it has come out, even in the mainstream news, that they were staged. White House press secretary, weeks before he resigned, Ari Fleischer, admitted to the press corps, we found the transcript of that and have reposted it, admitted that they issued fake terror alerts for political reasons. I have CBS News with a report admitting it. I have the Washington Times. And I have detailed reports from Europe documenting this, as well as articles we've done at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. What you're witnessing right now, though, with the supposed replay of the Operation Bojinka, I believe is a major indicator that the balloon may be going up. We are about to see the beginning of World War III. I believe that we have a 90% chance. In fact, I think it's higher than 90%. I would say probably 95% chance right now that we are going to see World War III in the next 2 months. The confluence of data, the information, I have analyzed it, I have looked at it, and barring a heroic effort by the American people to go absolutely ape on the internet and calling into radio talk shows and C-SPAN and the Congress, minus that, and probably regardless, we are going to see the massive attack on Iran, a huge escalation in Lebanon. Of course, that will all follow huge terrorist attacks in the United States. I have not been so sure of anything since I went on air 2 months before 9/11 and told you, call the White House, tell them, do not attack the World Trade Center, do not blame it on your CIA asset, Osama bin Laden. Well, I'm here to tell you that I have looked at the data. I have done the analysis. I have projected forward where these lines lead, where these operations collude and come together. And I'm telling you, we're going into martial law. We're going into World War III. 90% chance right now that we're going to see this by October and maybe even sooner. We are going into this thing right now, 110% at you know, Mach 20 here, ladies and gentlemen, with our hair on fire. The criminals are basically flailing around. This flailing is their desperate attempt to maintain control, and they may bring down the entire Western world when they do it. This makes the Cuban Missile Crisis look like a tea party compared to what we're facing right now. So call your friends, call your family, call everybody you know, call into the radio talk shows, tell everyone to tune into this radio broadcast in the next 3 hours. Now, I've got Mike Malloy, who's got one of the better programs, one of the more hard-hitting programs on Air America, scheduled in the second hour. And we'll obviously be talking about the latest fake terror alerts, the latest fake terror bust. If you didn't know, they have gone to level red here in the U.S. The first time we had public announcements by the White House that red means martial law, though they're doing this in limited jurisdictions right now. And we have this on the back of 100 other pieces of data times 100. I will try to calmly walk through it on the other side of the break. I have been hoping above hope we wouldn't have World War III. I have been trying my hardest to warn people and to get you moving against them. As we see this enemy rising, as we see this historical shift happening, we have seen a great reaction of the people against it. That's why we've been winning on many fronts. But the enemies of humanity have the capacity to launch and to escalate huge conflicts and to carry out terror attacks they stage. And so we're entering the darkest waters that the Western world has ever seen. We'll be right back on the other side of this quick break as this wartime broadcast, the Battle for the Republic, continues.
6 year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
United States Pharmacopeia, USP, sets the standard for most food supplements and are used in over 95% of all vitamin and mineral supplements in the world. The problem is that these products have never appeared in any living tissue. They're created in laboratories and are not recognizable to the body's metabolism. Grown by Nature, products are different because they use renatured ingredients, proprietary blends of essential vitamins and minerals with cofactors of proteins, lipids, and complex carbohydrates. Over 50 studies have been conducted on renatured nutrients, and over 20 have been published in peer-reviewed journals proclaiming their superiority. As a result, Grown by Nature vitamins and supplements are now recognized as simply the best available. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Grown by Nature products today. We are what we eat, and since we are of nature, we should eat foods in their natural form. Only Grown by Nature offers a full line of renatured nutrients. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 because not all products are grown by nature, but they should be.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Notice that we have a chain of events taking place here. There's normal military incursions on both sides, skirmishing going on in Lebanon 4 weeks ago. Israel decides to go absolutely ape invade. They've now massed another 40,000 troops on the border. An extra 10,000 have augmented the 15,000 that were first sent in 4 weeks ago. They're now talking about going all the way to Beirut. Israeli defense ministers are talking about attacking Iran, talking about going into Syria. Former Israeli defense ministers and deputy ministers are saying the same thing. Newt Gingrich is calling for World War III openly as if it's a good thing. Meanwhile, we've had a string of fake terror alerts in the last few months. We've had the stage bust by the Royal Mounted Police up in Canada where they mailed the and delivered the ammonium nitrate to basically innocent patsies' homes. We have the young teenage reggae Christians, a bunch of potheads down in Florida without criminal records, with the FBI leading them and giving them $50,000 to say they were part of Al-Qaeda to create the illusion of this threat. We have 2 months ago the fake terror alert in England where they raid the house and shoot the innocent person. No weapons of any type were found. For 2 days they announced that they'd found chemical weapons, then later had to admit it was all totally made up. Same thing here. They claim they busted 21 people who had this new liquid explosive. So now in the U.S. you can't bring your drinks on board the plane. We've all got to learn how to be even bigger prisoners. In the U.K., no carry-on luggage is allowed. We're now on red alert here in the United States, which Homeland Security has described as martial law. I have the Washington Post with Homeland Security Deputy Director 3 years ago saying basically it is martial law. So here you have it, elections coming up, electronic voting machine scam systems going in, Bush shining American Union, totally butchering the country right in front of us, business owners all over the country getting letters telling them to go off new American Union codes as we're merged with Mexico and Canada. All of this is going on. Mainline conservatives are in a catatonic state, in a fetal position, sucking their thumbs, worshiping George Bush. I mean, literally, folks. It's just unspeakable what's going on. And so there's 100 indicators, more than 100, lined up in my brain, studying this, looking on this, constantly thinking about this, constantly meditating on it, constantly interviewing experts and getting their ideas on it. And I have not issued one of these for 5 years and, 15 days. It was July 25th, 2001, a month and a half, 2 months before 9/11, that I got on air and I said, call the White House, tell them, don't carry out the terror attacks on the World Trade Center. And I said, they'd probably claim that Bin Laden had done it, their asset. Of course, he wouldn't be able to, but he would take the blame in some respect. And then also said, look, we know we have your own documents. We know you want to hijack jets and blow them up. Don't try it. Okay, that's how I take data, collate, lay it out, and give you an analysis. And I can't be sure until they're sure, because I can tell when their propaganda solidifies and a preparatory phase begins. And I'm here to tell you, there is a 90% chance we are going to see bone-shattering mega attacks in the United States, Canada, or England. Or Israel. Could even be in Israel, but I think it's going to be, it could be both. In the next couple months, and it could be sooner rather than later, but by mid-October, they could be so arrogant, they could do it. They could do it the day before the election. You never know with these people. That's how arrogant their hubris, their chutzpah has gotten. But let me just try to, I mean, we're here talking about World War III. We're all running around the office. Going over this, and this is exactly the things we predicted we would see. Let me try to lay out the analysis, and it's very complex, and I'm not good at articulating it, but let me just try. Let me just try. We're talking about the total end of America, total martial law. I've got to calm down. Hold on. Because we knew if we saw what's now happening, they were really going to do it. These murdering scum are really going to do it. Okay, right now, they're really going to do it unless we call into every radio, every TV show, unless we go out on the streets and demonstrate, unless we really get aggressive right now to point out that we know what's happening and we understand what they're doing. Number one, let's talk about these busts they've been carrying out. I predicted 3 or 4 years ago that the prelude to a new mega attack or string of large attacks, they could do either, but I'm looking for a big mega attack here. Leading up to that, because the government has a psychology problem. They know that they can pose as our tyrant, as our savior, only if the people believe that the threat is real and that the government can protect them. And so what we're facing here is the fact that that clearly, before a major attack, I predicted they would have 5 to 10 staged busts of terrorists, delivering ammonium nitrate to innocent people's houses and, again, finding half-retarded street kids. And I mean, literally, that's what they've been doing. It's the same M.O. And creating the illusion of, hey, we're a goalie. We stopped most of the, you know, other team's kicks, but we can't stop them all. It's been 5 years since 9/11 and, you know, 6 years, whatever it's going to be, and we just couldn't stop them all. We sure tried, and there were you people out there that passed the Patriot Act overthrow in hundreds of cities in 4 or 5 states, and it was you people that protested against this, and you didn't let us have our war in the Middle East, and you didn't see the threat, and so it's all your fault, so never question us again. That's the post-propaganda you'll hear. I've heard some of their operatives, Savage and others, some of these dual citizen operatives, on the radio saying, you just wait till there's another attack. And all you people that aren't for the war, you're getting arrested, and you're going to forced labor camps. And we've had, again, Deputy Attorney General say it, and we've had it written in memos, and we had yesterday Newt Gingrich saying all Americans that disagree with the war are an insurgency. No, you're the insurgency, you terrorist and terrorist supporters. and your legions of fake little conservatives. You're such frauds, you people. You think you're part of this system. You think reality is what you decide it is. You believe that fraud, that perception's reality. No, you can perceive a walk in the park when you're really being dropped out of an airplane from 5,000 feet without a parachute. But I'm digressing. We try to put this in a nutshell. I'm just so upset and so angry about this right now. It's like watching a murder take place, knowing you could stop it if the people would just take action. And knowing the murderers will pose as our saviors. That's the sickest part. And there's going to be all these sick neocon followers who are going to be happy when hundreds of thousands die, tens of thousands die. It'll be like, it's like a euphoria to them, like they proved something. They'll be strutting around. They'll be able to keep their guns, all the new brown shirts we're going to have. It's going to be dark, folks. It's going to be bad. All right, I've got to stop. Getting back to this. So we have them in the preparatory phase, clearly, for another attack with this flurry of fake busts, of staged patsy, provocateur sting setups in England and in Canada and the U.S. and in Europe and in the Middle East. Totally and completely staged, all of it. In the back of the paper, it comes out the Bali bombing was intelligence, and it comes out that the bombings in Iraq are SAS, and it comes out. But it didn't matter. Because, again, a new poll out, 30-plus percent of Americans don't know the year 9/11 happened. And I guarantee you, if you question them, they're the ones that believe the government story. By the way, there was a majority of people above 40 that think that. See, they're just totally mind-numbed, people. They'll believe anything. They don't know anything. It's all about their own self-gratification, playing golf, having sex, watching porno, drinking beer. It's animals that just feed their, you know, that just feed their primitive centers. So you can't even communicate with 30-40% of people. They are gone. Okay? They're the ones that will man the death camps and think that's America and freedom. That the Houston Chronicle has reported on the emergency FEMA camps, by the way, for you and your family. So that's, again, that's not a rumor now. Though we had the purchase orders and Pentagon documents 10 years ago for you, now it's mainstream news. So we have this preparatory phase of they've got to say, oh, we busted a bunch of people and we stopped a bunch of attacks, but we can't stop them all. And you, dirty commie rat, peaceniks, why you stopped us from keeping you safe. And no one will point out they left the border wide open. And then now after the new attack, Bush will say, see, you've got to pass my amnesty plan. Yes, worker, it'll keep you safe. Won't matter if it's the total end of the U.S. And I mean, officially, folks, end of the country. And there'll be people with George Bush stickers loving the American Union. They'll probably even wear armbands. Look, I'm not joking, okay? They're going to love it all. They'll cheerlead if I'm taken off to some camp. They'll be on the radio talking about it. I mean, and they're just going to love it. They're going to love it when their pension funds are taken. These people are so cult-like that when the dollar's devalued, they'll love it or blame it on some imaginary foreign enemy with a big beard. These people are scum. Again, if you just joined us, I believe the government's really getting ready to go into World War III, and they'll stage terror attacks in this country. They will blame it on Hezbollah or Hamas tied into Al-Qaeda. We are now on a red alert for the first time. And you have Israel massing another 40,000 troops saying they may go all the way into Syria. You have that huge escalation saying they may go ahead and bombard Iran. If there's a major terror attack, they're already claiming that Iran's going to be behind it. You will probably see the controlled nuking of Iran. You will see neocons foaming at the mouth, running around in the streets, having giant celebrations. But again, the attack could be a nuke going off, a series of dirty bombs. It could be a smallpox or bird flu release. It could be anything. And we are going to go off the deep end. And the globalists are ready to have riots in this country. They're ready for resistance. They are ready for this country to be chewed up from end to end. They absolutely love it. We are just seeing, and so many cowardly Americans will believe whatever the government says. Though in their gut they'll know the government's behind it, they will do whatever the government says in the hope they can maintain their position and that the golf courses will stay open. And of course, in the end, you'll be totally enslaved yourselves, but you're so stupid, you'll love it. We'll be right back.
Terrorism. Terrorism. Chemical attacks. Dirty bombs. Fallout. Biological attack. Anthrax. And to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that those seeking to destroy America and merge us into an all-powerful one-world government said that they support every movement to centralize all authority in Washington, D.C., and therefore bypass the state governments? That way they would have only one battle to win, Washington, D.C. Have we witnessed the accumulation of power in Washington and bypassing the states over the last 50 years? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or a mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, I'm sure of it. It is my second prediction ever on talk radio. The last one you heard was over 5 years ago, July 25th, and I did it for 2 months, month and a half straight until the morning of 9/11 and got up and continued the broadcast that day with exactly what I said would happen, unfortunately. And I can't really pick targets right now, though I've got to make myself watch TV now. That's where I'll pick up the pre-programming. See, they pre-write the script, have to condition everybody beforehand. I need to watch Fox TV, some of even their fiction shows. They will for sure already probably already aired exactly what they're going to do. It's part of their, I guess, an enjoyment or something they have.
part of the Tavistock Institute programming that everything runs off of. But here we are, ladies and gentlemen. Here we are. Again, I've said on air that they will escalate conflict in the Middle East between Israel and their neighbors. Then we will have a string of people being busted. This is all happening simultaneously, which will turn out to be fake terror groups, total setups where you can prove that, which we've done now. And then you would have the government basically go to the highest level of alert and say, we can't always protect you. That we did see neocons on TV saying the peaceniks are going to cause another terror attack. They're with Bin Laden. We're now hearing that. England is saying this is like the Blitz and they're facing Hitler, stiff upper lip. And out of that, out of the midst of that, you will see a huge terror attack in the Western world that will then be blamed on the Middle East. In fact, it need not even be directly blamed. It's like Iraq had nothing to do with 9/11, regardless of whose story you believe, the true one or the official fable, and they still went in there. And, I mean, I'm talking within days of this A-bomb going off in Chicago or Dallas or Houston or even New York. It could be L.A. It could be San Francisco. Within days. It could even be hours. You will see, but they need a few days to let it sink in. Within 48 hours, a huge nuking op of Iran, total destruction of their facilities, hundreds of mini-nukes raining down, which Israel's now bought. You will just see total police state here, and of course the stock market plunging as all this happens. No one will point out the globals are so arrogant, they'll have huge insider trading on everything, and they'll all pre-position themselves. In fact, we need to be looking at all the stocks right now in the next month to 2 months leading up to this. Again, this is something that a 10,000 person agency with people with 180 IQs could hardly keep track of, so there's no way we can keep track of all of it and analyze all of it. We've just seen so many past patterns. Again, we can't watch it all. You need to watch it for us, okay? We need to be collating this data, watching closely, so that when they carry out these attacks, which is pretty much going to happen, again, we can stop it. I want to make clear with my prediction. I said in 2001, months before the attack, I said, if you call every talk radio show, if you write articles about it, if you warn everyone, if there's enough of a buzz, it will freak them out, it will freak the globalists out, and they may just fearmonger and kind of get a boost in the polls off of, oh, we foiled an attack. They may just leave it there, or maybe have a truck bomb or something go off in London or New York, something smaller. It's still going to be bad. If we don't, they're going to go with full-bore martial law. And you can all watch the canary in the coal mine, Alex Jones, and see if they come by and grab me or what happens. But it's so sophisticated now in their propaganda, they may even let me stay up here and chirp and squawk, thinking that that's some type of counter system where then, oh, well, if he's still on the air, which everybody says, then how could it be real? So that's what they're doing. It's like Hitler even left a few Jewish movie stars in there right through 1944. Again, that's on record, because, oh, well, it can't be that bad. I mean, look, he's still on the German cinema, or she's still on the German cinema. But, yes, the big joke around here is I'm the canary in the coal mine, and I certainly am, and I'm here just watching these murdering pieces of trash. Last night I was on some gunny something show out of Denver, and I just got so sick of it, I just blew up at the guy. He was sitting there sniveling. And he was going, he'd go, well, give me proof of the government in 9/11. I tried to give proof, and he'd go, show me the facts, you can't. And he never even let me show the facts. You understand, it's that tactic of lawyerly, answer the question. I said, answer it! Where again, they don't even let you respond. It's just, and I brought up that Bush is anti-gun. He's like, no, that's not true. You know, it's just American Union, that's not true. None of it's true. And these are the so-called conservatives. These are buckets of filth. Buckets of pus. These people are sick. I mean, how are we supposed to behave when we have murdering terrorists that have already killed a bunch of us in control, and you can see all the indicators of a lead-up? This is it. The balloon's going up. I'm telling you right now, I have been focusing on this intently. I know what I'm talking about. This is the big one.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycocide NS.
What's Mycocide NS?
Mycocide NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It worked great for Dan. He had the worst looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycocide NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycocide NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycocide definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycocide NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. Now available is the 2006 BioSolutions Plus. The BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, let me just lay it out in the wide scheme of things. We have exhaustively evidenced and documented that criminal elements are in control of the U.S. government, the British government, and most European governments, and are openly writing books, writing laws, publishing, organizing systems of global government, global taxation, global regulation, with no personal individual liberty or freedom within those systems. Global one-child policies, forced sterilization. We know all this is going on. Governments have admitted that hundreds of times our government alone has premeditatedly killed U.S. citizens in chemical, biological, and radiological testing. So there's no debating that. A lot of you can't believe they carried out 9/11. Fine. Believe the fairy tale. Believe whatever type of baloney you want. But we know these criminals have carried out many other horrible things against the American people. We know that the criminal global corporations, the Global Crime Syndicate, has a motive in staging terror attacks for weapon sales, trillions in oil, domestic police state crackdowns not being questioned domestically when trillions are missing from the Pentagon, looting the Treasury. It's all happening. It's all happening. It is public. It is admitted. It is in mainstream news, but calmly being announced that we are now in the American Union. The U.S. and Canada are being merged officially through the executive agencies right now. Every facet of our lives is being removed from our own control and our elected representatives' control. From Congress, from state reps, from county commissioners, city councilmen and women, school boards. The dollar is being purposefully debased and devalued to then be rolled into the Amero when they claim that the dollar has failed, the new American Union currency. The BATF has been doubled in size. The police are training nationwide for gun confiscation. All admitted, all mainstream news. Preachers have been prepared in 13,000-plus counties to tell their members, to tell their parishioners, to go to the FEMA camps, to take the shots, to let their families be split up. This is their own internal and public documents. We've had preachers on covering it. This is real. Massive preparations have been made for the total sacking of this country's liberties and freedoms, for this new elite to totally take down the United States. The end of the country is at hand now. N-O-W now. But business as usual goes on. You go to Walmart, you go to the coffee shop, you go to the bar, you go to the park, whatever. Everything's la-la. You know, there's still People magazine with all the Hollywood stars on the cover, and you're still worried because you're 5 pounds overweight, or you're still just out, or what can you do, and that's just the way it is, or, oh, that guy goes too far. No, I'm not going too far. I'm normal. I know they've been caught. The White House, Ari Fleischer admitted before he resigned that they're issuing fake terror alerts for political purposes. I have MSNBC article right here in front of me. I have CBS News article. This is from 2002, by the way, about fake terror alerts. 2003, 2001. Here's another one. Alerts tied to memo flap. Joseph Curl, The Washington Times, again with Ari Fleischer admitting they're issuing fake terror alerts. We are now under a red level alert right now, ladies and gentlemen, and you read off the White House own website, that is martial law. That is the implementation of martial law. Now they've announced we're under it. That's like saying you're under arrest. Let's see if they grab us and put the country in handcuffs. They have taken the airports and used them as training centers to be searched, to be yelled at, to be laughed at. They openly admit that is training to go nationwide on the streets of America, on the highways of America, in the shopping malls of America. We told you they'd be doing this, and now Viper teams from Dallas to Miami, part of the federal government, are out randomly, just light up, we're searching you, when the border stays wide open. It is a sick joke. The government carried out the attacks. They're going to carry out the new attacks. And I see the confluence, I see the connection, I see the intersection of all these key indicators. And that tells me, like never before, and I've said, I haven't gone this far since July 25th, 2001, before the attacks. That tells me that it is an almost certainty. I am predicting you will have huge terrorist attacks in the Western world by, at the latest, late October. I'm telling you this right now. And, of course, I'm stepping up again to the plate. When people call talk shows and people call the White House, they will yet again hear my name. They will then again be inches away from sending a hit squad down here, but that'll make it that much more obvious if they crush me, and so be it. I'm just telling you right now, I love life, but and I'm not suicidal, by the way, I want to add, and I'm not going to do anything violent either. I'm not going to let them spin this. I am up front saying, I know the White House is the front men for a criminal regime of military-industrial complex, cold warriors, who carried out 9/11 and carried out Oklahoma City and carried out the first attack at the World Trade Center in 93 on the record. This is all on the record. And I know you're a bunch of murdering killers, and I'm not going to stand by while you blow up some city and all the images of dead toddlers we're going to see getting fished out of the daycares. I'm not going to sit by and watch you kill a bunch of my countrymen again. And I'm going to do everything I can to get everybody to be aware of what you are doing. I want you to get mad out there, people. I want you to get angry. I want you to get focused. I want all the writers who are out there to write articles about my analysis, your analysis. I mean, it's simple. We've got to flood the internet, flood the message boards, get it out to everybody like we've never done before. This is Operation Expose the Government Terrorist. Op 2. This is Operation Number 2. You haven't seen one of these in over 5 years, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm launching it right now. And believe me, I don't want to be sitting here again in a couple months when these guys have done this. And again, if we stop them and they don't carry out the attack, I know I'll be attacked on the other side of, oh, look, he predicted it and it didn't happen. I am predicting that if we don't have a maximum effort to expose government-sponsored terror and show people how they're gearing up in Israel, saying they want to attack Iran, saying this is World War III, saying Iran's going to attack us. Iran has no motive to attack this country. And Iran's leadership is on record saying they believe our government is behind the terror. Just look at common sense. And if we do stop it in the next few months, then we're in danger again coming up on the next election. And then if I see the confluence, the intersection of all this data, and give you another alert, it'll be, oh, it didn't happen in 2006 when Alex said it would. But you see, I was right about 9/11. This is my second warning ever. There's only been two. This is it. I'm telling you right now, unfortunately, I'm going to be proven right again. We have a small chance that I'll be proven wrong, and I will be attacked by the newspapers with pleasure. They won't talk about the other incident because it's too damning for them. Talk about prior knowledge. I mean, you got a talk show host on air saying they're going to attack the World Trade Center and blame it on their asset Bin Laden. They're going to hijack and blow up planes. That video's on the web. It's audio. It's all there. So that's it, ladies and gentlemen. That is what we have laying out before us. Every indicator from past patterns and the operations and how they operate and my study of them shows me that the highest probability of large-scale terror attacks conducted for psychological warfare reasons against the people of England, the U.S., or Israel will be within the next 2 months. The next 2 months, from the 10th through the 25th or so of October. That is the most dangerous time. And, of course, it'll come out in a day or two that either one of two things. Either that the people they've grabbed are on welfare and registered as mentally retarded or homeless, one. Or two, the leader of the group will be some deep MI6 agent who's Muslim, who is leading the group and was trying to get them to board planes, but as soon as the group refused to board planes with the bombs, because the government likes to go out and actually order the attacks through patsies or through useful idiots, and then we'll hear about, oh yeah, the leader of the group was a government agent, but they did entrap him, but you know, that's a... And then again, the globalists succeed even if they don't carry out the attack in the next 2 months, which I believe it looks like they're going to do, because it still trains us to be afraid, trains us they're the leaders, trains us now we can't even take a bottle of water on our own plane. You know, when you go on the plane, you can't take your own, I guess, let's say they've got a Slotsky's deli outside the Austin airport. Oh, no, don't take your Slotsky's bag on. You're all prisoners, just like the public school kids are prisoners. Everyone's searched and everyone's scanned and everyone's... And the government openly says it's to train you how to be prisoners. And the general public doesn't read what Homeland Security says, so they're not even aware of it. We're being engineered like animals to be domesticated. I want to defeat these people so bad. Every 9/11 event that's coming up in, on September 8th in Philadelphia, what is it, September 10th in New York. We're having a 9/11 event on August 26th in Dallas at the Lakewood Theater. Jim Marsh. Everybody needs to come to these events and all the other events around the country. And you need to call all the media when those events are happening so those are kind of nexus points for press coverage. The press are kind of like fish. And where you're out in the ocean and you don't have any real coral reefs, if you kind of throw a wreck or something in there, or some focal point, that's kind of how I see a 9/11 truth event, even a movie screening with some speakers, is it's you can't get reporters just out of the blue because they're too cowardly to report on 9/11. So what you've got to get them to do is kind of kind of like fish coming into an artificial coral reef. That's what these little events are. That gets them an excuse to, quote, come cover it. That lets their editors allow them to do it. And so we need to, Dallas is a little coral reef, and New York's going to be a big coral reef, and all these other events are little coral reefs, to get the press to cover it, to get it out there more. I have to give you one analogy, don't I, Day? The king of those. So, this is it. Everything we've talked about, and you know, you haven't heard me say this is it in a long time. 5 years. And, I don't know, what is it, 15 days? Yeah, 5 years, 15 days. Since I last warned you. I mean, I've said we're in greater danger of it the next year. Oh, they could pull some. We predicted a lot of the events, but, you know, we were never sure of it. And I can tell you that this is it. I can see all the indicators. They're going ahead with it. I can see, when I look at the psychopaths on TV, Bush, Blair, and their controllers, they've got that criminal glare, like when a bank robber goes into the bank and is pulling the ski mask over their face, you know, that sharkish, psycho, kind of sexual excitement look in them. There's a lot of things I enter into my equation, and there's all the other indicators and they're not looking as afraid and freaked out as they were just a few months ago, and that's because they've been given go-ahead. These guys are all about action. You can't say they're not. And they're running an op right now. The teams are in place. I would imagine the bombs are, the weaponry is in warehouses ready to be delivered. A simple phone call will be made from a private corporate body, most likely, after a call is made to them from the vice president, after he is given a call, of course, from higher-level globalists that are in the inner roundtable group. And then that order will go down from Cheney down to the private corporation through a black op system to be bootlegged and covered and shielded by drills, which is key. These drills will be cropping up wherever you see the attack. It's always the same MO. Now they could switch it. Every once in a while they may change something. They may go off script, but normally they don't. And we're going to see a lot of Americans die. It's going to be bad. It's going to be real bad. I believe it could be thermonuclear. It could be atomic. It could be biological. They could go all the way. What I'm seeing shape up could be anything from 10 jetliners being hijacked and flown into buildings to truck bombs going off in 12 cities, and then the one group, they're able to provocateur and pay money. They'll be low-grade morons, then they'll bust them in some other city. If it follows classic MO. So, we stopped one bombing. I forgot to give you that scenario. That's very probable. But if they go with a truck bomb scenario, they'll bust and stop one or two truck bombs, and 10 to 15 may go forward, but it's so hard to organize them. It kind of keeps the numbers down, keep this stuff secret. But the worst-case scenario would be if they released a real bioweapon. I mean, we never know when these psychopaths may release some super-engineered thing, not just some smallpox or something to create a bunch of fear. They could release some exoprenlagillion, I mean, you know, some whatever, make up a name that, you know, suddenly everybody with Asian genetics, with the subspecies, what's the term, derivations, the Asiatic variety of the Orientals that we have in Central Asia into the Middle East. I don't know. I mean, they can craft it down to that because you've had interbreeding, you know, in certain regions. So the Asians of the Middle East have also been mixed in with the Caucasians. So that's why you kind of have a hybrid in those regions, and a lot of times even with an African influence, but they've got to tailor it down. You may see that. I mean, you could see anything. It's just horrible. It's absolutely horrible. It will be a victory if the terror attack is just some, you know, Arabs in eight cities shooting up schools. That's the minimum type attack you'll see. And, of course, there'll be reports of men in black uniforms running around before the Arabs shoot themselves. And witnesses will say they saw men in black uniforms shooting everyone, but that won't matter. The dumb public doesn't even, 30% of the public doesn't even know what year 9/11 happened in a new poll. Guaranteed that 30% is the 30% that believes the official story. I will bet you all the tea in China that the majority, I would say 27% of that 30% that doesn't know what year 9/11 happened, I will bet you bottom dollar that they are all official story supporters. It's just a no-brainer. In fact, it says they're 45 to 65, and of course, that's the perfect crowd. They're usually in a leadership position, even if it's at McDonald's or, you know, at the golf club or wherever it is, and so they're part of the system, and they're on little power trips, but they're elites. Oh, yeah. You know, I make $200,000 a year, they say. I'm an elite. You're nothing. You're nothing but the knife being drawn across this country's throat. We are seeing the United States go down. I mean, it's happening. Going down, down, down. And it makes me very unhappy and very sad. But at the same time, I'm happy because I'm alive and kicking and fighting these murderers.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Fitting music for what we're facing right now. A group of hardcore, cold-blooded killers that know how dumbed down the public is, that have already stolen $3-plus trillion out of the Pentagon. People get confused. They go, you said a trillion. You said 2 trillion. No, it was over a trillion in 6 years ago. Then it was 2-plus trillion. Last time I checked the congressional hearings 6 months ago, plus, it was 3.5-plus trillion. Okay? Just type in trillions missing from the Pentagon, you'll get AP. And the Pentagon, I got audio clips, says, we're not telling you. Okay, that's how criminal these people are. Oh, they'll steal trillions right in front of you. Oh, and they'll nerve gas our own troops in biological and chemical tests, but they wouldn't hurt us on 9/11. No, their own documents say they would, and they planned it, but they just ignore those. Let's just put American flags outside our houses. That makes us patriotic, not defending the Bill of Rights that the flag symbolizes. Let's butcher that. And so now they've busted, 21 people, just like all the other fake baloney leading up, and all the neocons are on TV and radio, and we need to nuke Iran, World War III is good. I mean, even Hitler didn't call World War II that he kicked off a good thing. He was always calling it something else. They're just out in the open. The general public's never died in a war, doesn't know what it's like, never lived in bombed out bomb shelters, never lived in a police state. So they just, oh yeah, kill them. It's like a TV show, a football game. Yeah, let's go into another country. Yeah, all right. Yeah. Just, I can't believe our government be behind 9/11. You need to be arrested. You need to be taken off the radio. I get that. That's what they, when they call and disagree, that's what they say. When they call here, they call me when I'm on like my Sunday KLBJ show. They just, you need to be arrested. You don't need to be on the air. But America ain't a police state, but you need to be arrested. Yeah, because I can read the White House press secretary's quotes right off the White House website where he says they're staging fake terror alerts. Do you understand, you neocon little weaklings, you followers of the neocons, that the official government documents admit our government staged terror attacks against the American people and others in the past? Can't you get that? And you'll just say, it's not true. It's not true. Yes, it is true. You stop being cowards. Look, I know it's scary to admit this to yourself. And I'll say this. Now is the time to make copies of my videos like you've never made copies of them before. Let's hypothetically say they detonate a nuke in 2 months. It's pretty good to say you're not going to be able to get my videos anymore after that, and the net's going to shut down, quote, because of technical difficulties. They'll bring in all their controls because there's, quote, terrorists online. If you've got it downloaded, if you've got a copy of it, I'm sure making copies. Know that it'll be your job. Let's say they take over. Let's say it all happens. It'll be your job to covertly be part of the resistance. And to make copies of the films, and as it gets more and more obvious what we're facing, and as more and more of the public go into deeper denial, because you'll actually see, if they really take over, you'll see a lot of people at first, actually, who know what's going on, decide to serve it out of fear. Now, over time, they'll start rebelling, but at first, the rebellion won't be that big. We have to get ready. We have to understand a lot of us are going to fall in this. A lot of us are going to be killed. A lot of us aren't going to make it. We have to be ready for that. We have to just commit up. This is America. We are not going to stop fighting, even if they totally seize us through another terror attack. Now, they could stage another terror attack, and it could literally blow up in their face. It could backfire on them, too, but I just, again, what we want to do is stop them now. We want to get the word out that they're about to stage attacks. They're openly wanting to start World War III, folks, and saying Hezbollah and Hamas are here and are about to hit us and staging this new event. I mean, all the indicators are there. I'm begging you. I'm pleading with you. I'm asking you, from deep down in my guts, to look at my evidence. I'm talking to police officers out there. You're not children. Children think what they decide to believe is reality. Men and women know that reality is the cold, hard facts. Listen, you know I'm telling you the truth. You better join us now. We'll be right back.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.